Hey everyone, welcome back. It's another off-season edition of Between the Lines with Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, and yours truly, Mike Wabshaw from the Vikings Entertainment Network. We've already looked at the Chicago Bears, now it's time to take a look at the Motor City Kitties, the Detroit Lions. I think the team that has changed the most in the NFC North this offseason, when you look at what they've had to do at wide receiver, adding Marvin Jones because they lost Calvin Johnson, some changes along the offensive line, including drafting Taylor Decker in the first round of the draft. So this is a team, Paul, that we're familiar with because they're in our division, but it's changed a lot.
I love the Decker move. It was an excellent, excellent first round pick to solidify a situation for the Lions where I swear, with all due respect to the Lions, it seems like every year we come into Lions previews wondering what the offensive line's going to look like. You know, then they get squared away and Dominic Raiola retires. They put a new guy in. They had Gosder Sherrillis at one point, then he was gone. So Decker is the new offensive line savior du jour. I'm very curious to see what's going to happen to the passing game. Like we mentioned previously with the Bears, when you have a big player like Matt Forte or Calvin Johnson, those players not only require a requisite amount of looks and or touches, but coverage from coordinators and or head coaches. So, you know, we know by being close to the Vikings what went into the coverage of Calvin Johnson, and it was pretty elaborate and pretty extensive. That's going to change. It's going to change not only for the Vikings, but for a lot of teams. And I wonder what it's going to do to Matthew Stafford. You know, will he take less chances? Will he have to take more chances because he doesn't have the big reliable target in Megatron anymore? Golden Tate is a yards after catch machine, and he'll be very reliable for them. But offensively, they're going to have to prove a lot without Calvin Johnson.
Well, I'm concerned about Xavier Rhodes. He's not going to know what to do
when
we play the Lions, because it's always been, hey, 29, you got 81.
And he's done well.
Yeah, and now we're going to have to find a way to occupy Xavier Rhodes' time, but I'm sure it's going to be plenty of work with Marvin Jones and Golden Tate. Now, you mentioned the offensive line a little bit in flux with guys changing, guys leaving, guys being added via the draft and free agency. Jeff Schwartz, a former Viking, is on that team. Michael Olah, former Bear, is on that team. The defensive line, though, no question about that group. That is a stout group. They added A'shaun Robinson in the second round of the draft. They have Haloti Ngata. We all know how good Ziggy Ansah can be. He remains on that team. So the Lions' defensive line, really good.
Well, the defensive line, super well respected, and rightfully so. I think the biggest addition the Detroit Lions will have into 2016 was a guy who was already on their team. When they lost DeAndre Levy, One of their three or four best defensive players last year, but kind of the center point to the nucleus of what they do, it changed everything. He rushes the quarterback well, he's good in coverage, and he's a good team leader from what I understand. So they'll have Levy back. That will help. From a secondary standpoint, I've always liked safety Glover Quinn. I still think they have questions at cornerback, you know, and I still think they're going to be involved in high-scoring games.
Some youth to that defense lately as well, but there's a young guy in their offense that you like quite a bit.
A running back, Amir Abdullah. Yeah, I like Amir Abdullah, and I think he's a really good kick returner. You know, I think one thing's interesting about Detroit's running game, and maybe new offensive lineman Taylor Decker will help it, but they ran for 83 yards a game last year, which was last in the NFL. And they have an interesting stable of running backs. Abdullah's in his second year. He's incredibly fast, so he's the home run hitter. Theo Riddick is, in sneaky fashion, one of the best pass-catching running backs in the NFL.
Yes.
They also have Eagan High School product Zach Zenner. Now, Zach wasn't active many games last year, but from what I understand, he became one of their best special teams guys in a very short amount of time. So they're going to want to keep him in uniform more this year. They picked up Steven Ridley via free agency from the Jets. I'm not exactly sure if Steven's going to make the team or what his impact will be, but I think Zach Zenner is going to be in uniform every week. I think he's going to be their short yardage guy, and I think he's going to be their goal line guy. I'm not going to say Zenner is going to have more rushing touchdowns than Amir Abdullah, but when they get inside the five, I'm telling you, this Zach Zenner from Eagan High School, he's going to be a factor this year.
And with no Calvin Johnson, the Lions may be changing their approach once they get down to the goal line and maybe running the ball a little bit more. So
no doubt,
Zach Zenner may get those opportunities.
You know, also offensively for them, Eric Ebron, a first-round pick from North Carolina, had a bad rookie year. He got better last year. He had five touchdowns. I think Ebron is a sneaky good guy on the come. And off what Wabi just said about Calvin Johnson, I think they're going to lay on Ebron a lot more in short yardage situations.
As for Vikings-Lions games this year, of course, there are two of them. These two teams have had some evenly matched games over the last few seasons. This year gets interesting because the Vikings play on Thanksgiving at Detroit. So
That's awesome. We're
used to, bellying up to the table and eating turkey and watching football, but this year we're going to be working.
Yeah, and it's not like we're anti-family or anything. I mean, we enjoy Thanksgiving with our family and friends too. But the opportunity to take part in a game at Ford Field on Thanksgiving, honestly, I'm honored. I think it's super cool. I mean, I've watched these games. I'm 50 years of age. I've watched these games for like 40 years or however long they've been in existence. So I'm really excited for that game. The Vikings swept the Lions last year, and to win the division again, they probably need to sweep the team again.
Hope you all are having a great summer. If you're here locally, go to Canterbury. Paul is not only the voice of the Vikings, he's the voice of Canterbury Park as well, so go out there and check that out. And make sure you download the Vikings app if you haven't already, because all of our content will be delivered straight to your favorite mobile device. We'll be back with another edition of Between the Lines, taking a look at the Green Bay Packers in a bit.